Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. You can call me Simon. It's day 36 of Audio Mo, or if you like, day 155 of February. I'm driving home. You know that's what I like to do when I drive a boo. When I record a boo, drive a boo. Yeah, that's what I like to do. And oh, the stop-start's not stop-starting. That's annoying. Take my bag off the seat in case that's what the problem is. I think the car believes that there is a passenger not wearing a seatbelt, and that's why it doesn't want to do the stop-start thing. Yeah, that's weird. Now it's still showing that, even though there's nobody sat. Well, there's nothing on that seat at all. Oh well. Never mind. I'm having some technical difficulties. not just with the car. No, that's not really a technical difficulty. The stop start not working. That's easy enough. I mean, it's not. The engine's not warm, so. That could be another factor. But now I'm having technical difficulties with other technical things. So, first of all, I noticed that one of my studio monitor speakers wasn't working. The left-hand one stopped working a few days ago, and I thought, well, I don't know what that is. I maybe need to reboot the computer or whatever. But I've subsequently, after moving wires around and rebooting things and stuff like that, confirmed that it's actually a hardware problem with the speaker itself. I've narrowed it down. It's actually the bass speaker. Also, I think more accurately known as the woofer. It's just not moving at all. So it's either become disconnected from the amplifier circuit that drives the bass notes to the woofer, or that amplifier board itself has broken, which I think might be more likely given what I've read on forums, but obviously I can't judge that. That's annoying that it's not working anymore. And I use those speakers almost every day, really. Use them for listening to music while I'm on the cross trainer exercising, and I also use it for piano practice because I don't have a piano. I do have a four octave keyboard connected to a computer, and the computer has a piano simulator. Is simulator the right word? It's not a synthesizer, because I don't think it's synthesizing the sounds. I think it's playing back samples and simulator, we'll call it. So they do get used, and unfortunately now I'm having to do everything in mono, so I switched the Mac to output its audio in mono format, and now I just switch on the right-hand speaker and use that. It's only 18 months old. It's not been through any trauma that I've not dropped it or anything like that, which might have been a good reason to. Well, look, the stop start's working now. Which might have explained why it would develop a fault if it had been, had some mechanical impact and stress and trauma. But no, it's led a perfectly sheltered life. So I don't know why it's gone. But anyway, it's not working anymore. And at 18 months old, it's probably outside of warranty, so who knows what will happen. My my fellow, you know, the friends I have that also own KLK Rocket speakers have recommended using Twitter to communicate with the company and see if they will offer me some help. But so far, no response has been forthcoming from the company. So I don't know whether to persevere with that approach or whether to just go ahead and reach out to the company from which I purchased the speakers in the first place. Could be a good option. Probably the official option, isn't it, really? But what I don't really want to do at this stage is just start opening them up with my own tools and having a look for loose wires and things. I don't think I should be doing that yet, at least until I've exhausted opportunities to do that with the original company. What's the other thing? Yeah, the other thing is a dash cam. So I have an ePrance 0801 dash cam that I purchased from Amazon for this car. So it's I'm looking at it right now. It's in this car recording whatever's happening in front of this car, and thereby providing some kind of reliable, unrefutable witness for potential future things that might happen, accident-wise, etc. So, having had having had a good experience with this device in this car, we decided it would be good to have one for the other car as well, the Passat. So my mother very kindly procured one for us, and I went to fit it at the weekend, and it wouldn't come on. It doesn't. It just goes to. Oh, it has. It just kind of. We switch it on, and it goes. It either just doesn't light up the screen at all, or, you know, but it lights up the blue LED, which shows it's got power. And I know it's got power because I plugged it into the USB charger to charge it up. Or it will flash up with the ePrance splash screen and make that dun 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 noise, and then go to a white screen, like a white screen of death, where it's just a blank white screen. Sometimes it will make a crackling noise as well coming out of the speaker, a crackling sort of noise. Not really the sort of behaviour I expect from the dash cam. So I suspect I might have to send that one back to Amazon to get a replacement. Bit frustrating because I've spent some time, plumbing the wire into the, not plumbing it, but feeding the wire in the nooks and crannies in the Passat to connect up the power socket, and stuck the mount in to the windscreen, that sort of thing. So I don't really want to strip all that away and have to put it all back together again when they send me a replacement unit. I don't know if I can just get away with just returning the camera bit itself and retaining the wire and the bracket that I've already fitted. But I don't know whether the other thing to do would be to attempt to update the firmware on it, which seems to be a process. You have to have a micro SD card. I think they call it a TF card. If you format a TF card and put the binary file on there that you can download off the internet, then put that into the unit and start it up, then it will install that firmware onto the camera. Although it can actually brick it, I think they call it, isn't it? Brick it. Maybe someone else already did that. Maybe I've got one that someone else has tried to upgrade and they've ended up bricking it, and that's why I've got this one that's faulty now. Don't know. But frustrating, annoying. Yeah, technology letting me down. Anyway, that's me rambling on over 10 minutes. I better stop before I go on too long. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon. Toodle-a-boo.